Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hail, O Israel, the Lord our God is God alone. You shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and your whole strength. And the second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribes told him, Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with your whole heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening, Father.
How are you today?
Good,
happy to see you all. This is about the mathematical problem between the teacher and the student. Teacher asked, "Johnny, if I give you two cats and another two cats and another two, how many would you have?" Johnny said, "Seven." Teacher said, "No, listen carefully. If I gave you two cats and another two cats, and another two, how many would you have?" Johnny said, "Seven." Then teacher said, "Let me put it to you in different way. If I give you two apples, and another two apples, and another two, how many would you have?" Johnny said, "Six." Teacher said, "Very good. Now, if I give you two cats and another two cats and another two, how many would you have?" Johnny said, "Seven." Then teacher said, "Johnny, where in the heck do you get seven from?" Johnny said, "Because I have already got a freaking cat." Today's reading teaches us that the fullness of our communion with God can be achieved through two spiritual laws. Our full communion with God makes us, when we follow two laws. The first one is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And second law is, love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are the two commandments which makes us to be united with God, or to be communion with God. The relationship between God and man is a special bond. The Gospel of St. John tells us that God is love, and because he is love, he created the universe and made man master and masterpiece of this creation. God is present in every bit of creation and presents himself to human persons as an extension of himself. So all the things that God created is the extension of God's presence. God loves each person individually and calls us to let ourselves be built into a spiritual house and to live as his holy children. And so, he wants us to reflect our response to him through our holiness of ourself to him. So we need to respond our God through our holiness. How we are going to be united. So in the first reading, we heard that Moses received 10 commandments from God the Father on the Mount Sinai and gave to the God's chosen people. And he promised them temporal rewards if they remained loyal to their God, if they follow the commandments of God. The temporal rewards will be provided. The temporal rewards are long life, larger family, all sorts of material blessings during life, and the promised land to live. These are the four blessings they receive when they follow the 10 commandments of God. And fear the Lord and keep his commandments in your hearts, in your souls, and in your mind, and in whatever you do. Whatever you do, wherever you go, whatever you say, these 10 commandments must be executed. So, this is what God wants from the people of Israel. God wants everyone to be united by following the 10 commandments, and they receive the four kinds of blessings from God the Father. So, by the time of Jesus, when he came into this world, the Jewish leaders, with these 10 commandments, they had added more than 600 commandments. It means, by the time Jesus came on the earth, there were more than 600 commandments with the 10 commandments. So God gave only 10. All these 600 was created by the scribes. So there was endless discussion went on among the scribes. Which is the best commandment? We have so many. Which is the best one? Which is the best one to follow? Which is the best commandment which leads us to God? Which leads us to heavenly kingdom? Everyone is confused and discussing. So one of the scribes
he saw Jesus. And he believed that Jesus is a good teacher. And Jesus is something special like. So he thought that this master, this teacher will give me a good answer. So he went to Jesus and asked, Jesus, Master, we have so many commandments to follow. And which is the best commandment to follow? Which commandments leads me to enter into eternal life? I am fully confused. What is your answer? So the question asked by the scribe is really very, very honest question. And that question is very, very important for every human being. And Jesus gave him a frank answer, telling him the two primary and essential commandments. Love your God. And Jesus added to that, and love your neighbor. Love your God and love your neighbor. Only these two commandments are very, very important commandments among all these 600 commandments. So the scribe, the honest man, accepted and approved of the answer given by Jesus. He was fully satisfied. He received the complete answer from Jesus. And he was extremely very, very happy with Jesus. Then the scribe decided that without true love of God and neighbor, the external signs of worship offered to God would be useless. So, excellent decision he has taken. Without loving God, without loving human beings, the external signs of worship offered to God is useless. What a wonderful decision. That is the decisions we all must take today. So Jesus said, hey man, you are not far away from the kingdom of God. The scribe already entered into the kingdom of God. He completely trusted in Jesus, what he said. And he decided to follow the two commandments which Jesus gave him. That means he is already into the kingdom of God. So the command which we heard in the first reading today, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Jesus also said the same in the gospel. Love your God with everything what you have. And I am adding this small thing, another one, love your neighbor. Jesus also says the same thing as God the Father told to his people Israel. So, love involves total giving and sacrificing oneself. Love means total giving and sacrificing oneself. Are you ready? This is the meaning of love. Total sacrifice and total giving. Do you do that one? Are you ready? Question for you.
Are you ready?
No answer. Because it is not that easy. Okay, I ask you another question. Do you love yourself?
Don't lie.
Do you love yourself? Good. The answer must be louder. Yes, I love myself. If you don't love yourself, you cannot love God. If you cannot love God, you cannot love neighbor. The love must flow from within you. Most of the people, they don't know whether they are loving themselves or not. Some people hate themselves. It is true. Some people hate themselves. Those people, how they can love God? Those people, how they can love the neighbor? No, it is impossible. If we don't love ourselves, we never love God. We never, never, never love our neighbor. So anyhow, loving God is easy. Loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, mind, strength. This is all response to God who loves us so much. So what are the love we show towards God? It is the response of God's love towards us. The two forces are shared. God's force comes to us, and our love of God force goes to God. So, we love God by praying every day, by participating in Mass, reading the scriptures and the holy books, receiving the sacraments. We love God by thanking Him for all the gifts. We love God through so many things. This is how a kind of love we show to God. These are all easiest things, you know. Is there any hard in this? Praying, coming for Mass, reading the scriptures, so receiving the sacraments. These are all easy things. These are all easy things which belongs to each individual person. So in this way, we try to love God with all these things. So loving neighbor is not that easy. It is not that easy for most of the people. For some, it is easy, because those some, they love themselves, they love their God, and they love others. But for the most, they don't love themselves. They show a peripheral love to God, and they show nothing to other neighbors. Why we should love our neighbor? Is it my responsibility? I have my own life. I have my own family. I have my own children. I have no time for my family and myself. How can I love my neighbor? Why should I love? These are all the questions which comes to our mind. Why? Because God loves them. They are His children as much as we are. Everyone are children of God. As God loves me, and God loves you, St. Joseph community, and God loves you, God also loves those who are in the stadium, watching games and making fun and eating something?
God's love also goes to them. So God loves those who are in front of him and those who are back of him.
And God also loves those who are side of him.
So we belong to God and they also belong to God. That's why we should love our neighbor. Because Jesus died for them all, just as he died to save us. So Jesus died for all the human beings. Everyone is his children. For everyone's sake, he sacrificed his life. So we are all brothers and sisters. So we need to love others. Because God wants them all in heaven forever with him. Just as he wants us there. Okay, anyhow, God the Father loved Israel people and he showed a lot of love to them because they are special. They are chosen specially as his servants to be God's witness. That is the purpose of choosing a particular group of Israel people. And we are also chosen particularly. And God shows much love on us. In the same way, he shares his love on others. So God is for everyone. God wants everyone to enter into his kingdom. That's why we need to love our neighbor. So, to love means to go beyond ourselves, to give our time and energy, and indeed to give ourselves to others. So, we need to go beyond ourselves, beyond our time and energy, to love our neighbors, because everyone are children of God. It is true that most of the people don't like many laws. If I say, hey, brothers and sisters, you have to follow 600 laws. Will you come tomorrow to church? No. We don't like to follow all those commandments. It is true. There are rules everywhere. Rules in the family, rules in the school, rules in the government, rules in the sports, rules in the church. Rules, 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 rules everywhere. If I stand, there is rule. If I sit, there is rule. If I bend this side, there is rule. If I eat, there is rule. If I sleep, there is rule. Hey, you have to sleep straight, otherwise you will snore. Everywhere, rules and rules and rules. So all these rules to secure a perfect communion with God, Moses gave the rules. So all these rules are to safeguard our life, to make us a peaceful, to live a peaceful life. And also Moses said to the Israel people, hey, if you want to be united with God, if you want to follow all the rules and regulations, be fear to God. Be fear to God. Do we love this? Do we need to fear God? God means love. God means love. Why to fear to God? Most of the people don't like. I don't fear. I have my own life. I have everything. I'm a perfect being, like scribe. So many people don't like to hear about the word fear. We need to fear for this, fear for this, fear for this. We don't like most of the time. Therefore, fear that involves discipline is part of the sanctifying process of the soul. The fear, what does the fear does when we fear God? That involves discipline. The fear makes us
to be a discipliner. It disciplines our soul. So when the believer has reached the higher level of holiness, the fear fades away. So fearing Lord makes our soul holy. So when our soul reaches the point of holiness, the fear runs away from us. That's why Moses says, be fearful to your God when you follow the commandments. So, dear brothers and sisters, the personal lesson that is visible from today's gospel to every Christian is that the solid foundation of our Christian religion is love God and love neighbor. Jesus himself says that there is no other commandment greater than these. No other commandments. Jesus himself says that if we observe these two commandments faithfully, we are fulfilling the whole law and the prophets. We are fulfilling everything. The total prophecy of prophets in the Old Testament. We are fulfilling the book of New Testament and the Old Testament. We fulfill all the plans of God in our life. So, the Christian who is following Christ in love is already active in the earthly kingdom of God while moving safely to the eternal kingdom of God of peace, love, and joy. So we are all always, by following the commandments of God, we are always in the kingdom of God on earth. By being in the kingdom of God on earth, from here we begin to travel into the kingdom of eternal. This is the plan of God, and this is why Jesus exactly says these two commandments are very, very important. So what about other commandments? So all other commandments are linked with these two commandments. So if you follow these two commandments, we follow all the commandments in the church. So dear brothers and sisters, let us extend our love to God, to oneself, don't forget, to God, to oneself, and to our neighbor.